Testing.
1, 2, 3.
After the corn was stacked in the field to dry, what was done with it?
Well, then later in the fall, when it would be brought in and husk it, take the ears of corn off, put them in the corn crib, and then they feed the stalks to the cows as much as they, how would I say, could eat. A lot of it would be so dry and hard that they wouldn't eat only the leaves off.
Mm-hmm. And what would they do with the ears?
Well, they fed those to the pigs and sometimes had them ground for, make into cornmeal to feed the hogs and so on. Mm-hmm.
Did farmers start growing more corn once they had silos?
Yes, but nothing compared to what they do now.
Is the silage better for the cows than the simple stalks that are dry?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, much better. More palatable, and they do a lot better on it.
How many pounds of milk would Mr. Ryder's cows give a day?
Oh, they would be about the same as most of them around the country. Maybe once in a while one would give 40 pounds, but one of them would be 25 or 30.
Mm-hmm. Was his land stonier than your father's, rockier?
No. No. Well, he had some very nice meadows. Pasture was rough, but he had some nice land.
Mm-hmm. How long did you work there?
Just 1 year.
Where was the farm you bought after that?
Yeah. Well, it was what was known as the Porter Farm. It's Well, it's just up the road from the railroad track there, about a mile and a half. Mm-hmm. It's known as the Porter Farm, originally.
How many acres came with it?
65.
And how many barns?
Just horse barn and the cattle barn and the storage. Just two barns.
Mm-hmm. How did you get your cattle for that? Would you buy them or would they be given to you?
I bought them.
Who would you go to?
Well, I went down to Canada and bought some.
Were the Canadian cows cheaper or better than cows on this side of the border?
Well, there were more of them for sale. They raised more of them down there to sell.
Were they less expensive than cows over here?
Why, there wouldn't be too much difference.
What kind of cows did you get?
Ashers.
What were the most common cows around here then, at that time?
Well, most of them were just crossbreeds. But there was a few herds of Jerseys and a few herds of Holsteins and Ashers.
Mm-hmm. Why did you select Asher cattle? Is there something special about them?
Well, I rather liked them.
Why did you like them especially?
Well, I don't know if I can tell you why, but they were sort of my choice at that time. I had seen some good herds last year around the country.
What had they had in Pennsylvania? What kind of cows were those?
Guernseys.
Uh-huh. Which cow gives the best milk in your experience?
Well, Jerseys give the richest. Guernsey is next. And Ashers is next. And the Holsteins is the thinnest.
Mm-hmm. Do any farmers raise both kinds of cattle and then mix their milk?
Some, not too many. And of course, today, most all the big farmers are going for Holsteins.
Why is that?
Well, because they give more milk and the trade is asking for a milk with not so much butterfat in it. Mm-hmm. They don't. The milk trade don't appreciate what I call good milk. We used to be able to buy a milk with a good butter fat content, but today most of it that you buy has a very low butter fat content.
How many cows did you start out with?
Oh, I think about a dozen.
How much would they charge you in Canada for a cow at that time?
Well, some of these that I bought were purebreds. I paid anywhere from 75 to 150. Mm-hmm.
Did you find it hard to be farming on your own?
Well, it was hard to keep my nose above water.
Why was it hard?
Well, we didn't get the money for things that to do now.
Did you have any cows, any chickens and pigs on the farm, first farm?
Just a few.
Did your wife work on the farm?
No. No, she never did.
Did she like living on a farm?
Not especially.
How successful was the first farm you had?
It wasn't. It was very unsuccessful.
Oh.
I don't like to talk about it.
How long did you keep it?
Oh, 5 or 6 years, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Could you just give me some idea of why it wasn't too successful?
Well, I couldn't make it pay. I branched out too much.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I got into debt too much. Uh-huh. I couldn't swing it.
For equipment and things like that?
Yes.
So what did you do after that farm?
Well, I was... I forgot now what I did for a while, and then I finally was town superintendent of the highways back in 1819, I think it was. I was elected town superintendent of highways, and I was town superintendent of highways for 6 years.
Was that a political office in those days?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So how'd you get, what party were you nominated by?
Republicans.
How'd you get nominated by them?
Well, you had to, you were voted on just the same as they do today. You entered the primary, and then whoever got the most votes was the candidate.
Mm-hmm. Did you enter yourself in the primary?
Well, all you did was say that you were going to run. That's all. Uh-huh. Then when the folks went to vote, they voted for whoever they wanted. There was two other candidates running when I went in, and I beat one by 12 votes and another by 19.
Who were they?
I don't remember now.
What did being superintendent of highways entail? What'd you have to do?
Well, you had to hire the help and look after taking care of the roads. Mm-hmm. Superintendent the building of bridges. And back in those days, it wasn't there as big a job as it is today.
Were you superintendent for the whole county?
Oh, no, just town of Malone.
Oh, town of Malone. Mm-hmm. In those days, did everyone cut their own brush, or was that the town's job?
Everybody cut their own. If they cut it, if it got cut, they cut it themselves.
Mm-hmm. And then they changed over, didn't they, after a while, to having the town cut brush?
That's just in the last few years.
Mm-hmm. Which was the most successful system for getting brush cut?
What do you mean?
Which system got the most brush cut and kept the roads the neatest?
Well, I think perhaps they do a better job at it today than they used to.
Mm-hmm. How many roads in the county were dirt then? Most of them?
Practically all of them.
Was the Porter Road dirt then in 1918?
Oh, yes.
What kind of equipment did you have to work with on the road?
Horse-drawn equipment when I first started in.
What were the machines that you used?
Well, we had what we called a road machine that was drawn by... It was a, had a scraper blade on it, and drawn by about three teams of horses. Mm. They used that to clean out the ditches and put the dirt up in the road and smooth it off.
Did they put fresh gravel on the roads every year?
Well, not every year, but I was one of the first fellas that ever started putting much of any gravel on the town road here.
How were the roads before you went on the job? What were they like?
Well, they were dirt roads.
Were they easy to travel over?
Well, I wouldn't say they were easy. Back in those days, all of your roads were either dusty or muddy.
Mm-hmm. Besides the grader, which was drawn by the horses, what other implements did you have that were horse-drawn?
Well, wagons that we drew gravel in. And those wagons had a rack, and the bottom of the wagon was made out of 4x4s, and when you come to dump your load, you raised one of those up and let the gravel down, and then raised another one until you got the load off.
How'd you raise the 4x4?
By hand.
Mm-hmm. Did you have to stand alongside the wagon to raise it?
Oh, it was on the ends. A man on each end of it. The wagon, these 4x4s run lengthways of the wagon.
From the back to the front?
Yes.
And how would they let the dirt out?
Well, when you raise that up, and cleared one of them, your gravel would run down through, and then you'd keep that going till you moved all of those and let the gravel right down. The gravel went down and under where the wagon stood.
Oh, in other words, the floor of the wagon were these boards.
Yes.
That you could move. I see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how was the gravel spread on the road?
Well, then men, after that, the men would, two or three men would, with shovels, would level it off.
Mm-hmm. Would they use rakes at all to level it?
No. Shovels.
Were the roads bad in the spring?
Some of them were very bad.
Mm-hmm. Was that due to the frost mainly or the rain?
Well, the frost going out. I bought my first automobile in 1913. And I don't think there was a day for 3 weeks that I wasn't stuck in the mud sometime.
How are the roads built in the first place? Are they built with just one layer of gravel or several?
Well, I don't know what you'd call it, a layer. It depends on... They put whatever they thought it needed to make the road keep it from being muddy. That was the main idea of the gravel, was to get them out of the mud.
Mm-hmm. How about the brush along the ditches? Did the roadmen cut that?
Well, there wasn't too much in the ditches. Most of your brush was back along the fences along the side of the road. And your roads were a good deal narrower now, and your ditch was right next to the road.
How did you go about supervising the building of a bridge?
Well, I don't know just what you mean by supervising it. I had a bridge man that to put up a farm and we poured the concrete in it.
How was concrete mixed in those days?
Well, we had a little. Some of it was mixed by hand, and I think we had a little small mixture. Sort of a barrel type mixture we used.
How would you mix the concrete by hand?
We had a box, and then put your sand, so much sand, so much gravel, and so much cement in, and then shovel it over until it was mixed, and then wet it.
Were the horses that worked on the road owned by the men or owned by the town?
Owned by the different men that worked on the road.
Mm-hmm. How much would they get paid, the ordinary workers?
I think it was $5 a day when I started, and then I think we got up to six. $6 a day for a team and a man to drive it.
How many hours did they have to work?
10 hours.
Being superintendent, did you have to be on every road job in the county?
No.
In the town?
In the town.
You had to be on every road job?
Well, wherever I felt that I was needed, it was up to me to be where I wanted to make sure that things were done right.
How much did they pay you?
I've forgotten, you know. Seems to me it was about $100 a month.
Mm-hmm. Aside from putting gravel on the roads, were there any other innovations that you brought about on the road job? Any other changes that you made?
Why? I don't remember if there was too much. before I got out of there, we started building some blacktop road before my 6 years was up.
What was the blacktop made of?
Well, the asphalt, same as they use now.
Mm-hmm. How was it put on?
I've forgotten now just how we did handle it.
You must have had some sort of a wagon to hold the asphalt.
I don't seem to remember too much about that. Gone from me.
How would they spread it on the road, the asphalt? Would the men spread it themselves with shovels or something, or would they?
Mm-hmm.
They would. Did you have the idea of putting the asphalt on, or was it somebody else's idea?
Well, I think it was just maybe it came through the county superintendent of highways.
Mm-hmm. Did you have to report to the county superintendent?
Well, it was under his jurisdiction, of course. I don't know if I made any special report to him, but I consulted him about different things.
Like, what would you consult him about?
Well, about what we were going to do. Uh-huh. The only report I made was to the supervisor and the town board. Once a month, I made a report to them at their monthly meeting.
What did they want to know at their monthly meeting?
Well, what I was doing, so on. And I turned in the payrolls then. The supervisor did the paying.
Was the main street in Malone then a county road, a town road, or a county road? Or a state road?
Well, I guess it was a state road at that time.
Did you have any fights with your men or any disagreements?
They were going to strike one time for more pay, and I just got the payroll out and put their time down and told them to sign it and they could go home. And they didn't go. They wanted a raise in pay, and they were trying to force me on it. I had it in mind and was able to have got it. But they sort of, there was a agitator among the bunch that tried to run things, and I had to show my authority.
Were they hard to get along with generally?
No. No, they were very good.
Did you have any trouble with their drinking or anything like that?
No.
How many men did work for the town of Malone on the roads during your administration?
Well, at one time, the only time I remember especially about it was the time of the forest fires up Lake Titus, and the supervisor came down and said the fires were going so bad up there they wanted all the help, and I had 40 men working. There was four of them that weren't able to fight fire. I sent them home with the horses, and the other 36 I took up to Lake Titus, and we fought fire up there for a week.
Hmm. Was the fire burning in the on that mountain?
Yeah, all on the west side of the road at Lake Titus. And one night, I kept eight men up there all night. I stayed at I can't think now who was up there. And one night, the wind was blowing, and it blew the fire across the road over onto the side where the cottages are. If we hadn't been there, that looked after it, it probably would have burned out all the side of the lake there.
How did you fight the forest fire?
Well, we backfired some of it. And where we could, we'd put it out. The main thing to stop it, and that was mostly brush country up there. If you could burn a strip off where you could control it, then when the other fire got to that, it would burn itself out.
Mm-hmm. Did you use water very much?
No, we didn't have any. Mm-hmm. We did wherever there was an opportunity, but on the side hills there wasn't much of any chance to get any water.
When you did have the opportunity to use water, did you use it with a pail?
Oh yes, that's the only way we had it.
Mm-hmm. How many hours a day would you fight the fire?
Well, I've forgotten now, but I guess all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes into the night.
Was it frightening?
Well, as all fires are, it would be frightening, of course.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any close calls?
No, not especially.
How much land was burned up?
Oh, I'd say probably 100 acres in a way. On that side of the... I forgot now.
Did the men